I think that over the past few decades, there's been a huge push for developing downtown. And I think that that makes Columbus both attractive as well as economically successful. But I also believe that the heart of Columbus, Indiana, is on 31 as well as 25th Street. For those of us who have grown up in Columbus or live here today, those two main roads, we frequent them often. And right there, smack dab in the middle of Columbus, is an empty mall. And because of the way the internet has developed and shopping has changed online, as well as just the huge increase of activity over the past couple of decades out of Edinburgh at the outlet malls, there hasn't been the same demand for Fair Oaks Mall. And so the question is, what do we do with it? Who does something with it? And for the past several years, people have had an opportunity to purchase that mall. And so the mayor, as well as city council, saw an opportunity to purchase this property. And I think it was the right move. The question, though, that many people have is, how are we paying for it? And so I think that we can do a better job of talking about those collaborative partnerships with Columbus Regional Health as well as the Heritage Fund, because it's not just a simple, hey, this costed this and we bought it for that. And then along the process, we really need to make sure people understand what we're going to be doing with the mall. That's what's most important to me. I think it's exciting if it turns out that they do what they've been talking about. Being able to have the opportunity to have four generations under one roof with different programming and activities, I think that it would be great if we can find a balance between having this availability for our community as well as being able to rent it out and make a lot of dollars from people coming in for different indoor sports activities. If we can duplicate what has been done at Lincoln Center with all the softball teams that come in during the summer, and we can get that innkeeper's tax money, it will be a huge investment that will pay off. But I also think during the year, during those winter months, we need to be able to have that available for our community. And so those are the questions that I have when it comes to the mall is, you know, how are we talking about it with the community? Are we making sure that people are on board and understand what we're doing? And then we got to strike that balance between attraction and retention, because Columbus needs to know that that mall or that property is for them also. It's not just for people coming in for a couple of days for a sports tournament.